Sounds like the stay-at-home period is kind of like the stay-at-home period, except instead of an order, it's a recommendation. Is that all correct?
Yeah, orders are awful. I mean, there's no, you know, I mean, you know, there were a few, you know, ski resorts that closed, and I, you know, had to do an extremely painful order to close all of them. To order people to stay at home is not an aspiration of any governor, of any elected official. I am thrilled. I am excited that has succeeded and that order can end as we move to the phase of individual responsibility. If we move to the phase of sustainability, because the thing about an order, and even though it's an order, you know, there's never any criminal enforcement of that order, right? It's just saying this is important enough to be called an order. It's still extremely important. It's every bit as important as it was. But we have to be able to go to a sustainable way of living, meaning there are so many Coloradans who don't have the luxury of being able to stay at home and work from home and be home whenever they want. They need to be able to earn a living. And thank goodness they got hopefully the $1,200 from the federal government, $2,400 for a couple, and that's what they've been able to get through these last few weeks. And some people are getting unemployment or applying for unemployment and will get it. But for many Coloradans, for this to be at all sustainable, they need to be able to earn a living. And we need to have an economy that functions. We can't be frozen for months. I mean, you know, on the one hand, you can say, well, why doesn't, you know, if you're just coming at it from the public health perspective, you say, great, everybody can stay at home till September, October, and the virus will be stamped out in Colorado. Well, that's not feasible from a social perspective, from a psychological perspective, from an economic perspective, from no perspective other than a health perspective. Is that feasible? So our role in this is really to figure out how to wed the public health goals with the social and psychological and economic needs of the people of Colorado and make sure that everybody who contracts the virus has a fighting chance and that we don't overwhelm our healthcare system. Telephone, please.
Governor Charles Ashby from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. This morning, the Mesa County Board of Commissioners approved three letters to you, one of which admonishes you again for wanting to keep all of the state CARES money for the state to balance the budget, an issue you addressed last week. Two.